sparks excitement in the boys. But the policemen look annoyed. Perhaps these are ones they should avoid. Got a chase last night from men with truncheons dressed in hats. They didn't do that much wrong, still ran away though for the laugh, just for the laugh. And please just stop talking, cause they won't find us if you do. Oh, those silly boys in blue. Well, they won't catch me and you. Have you been drinking, son? You don't look old enough to me. I'm sorry, officer, is there a certain age you're supposed to be? Cause nobody told me. And overalls the riot van, and these lads just wind the coppers up. They ask why they don't catch proper crooks. They get their address and their names took. But they couldn't care less. Coppers kicked him in, and there was no way he could win. Just had to take it on the chin.
But still we want it. Stop. You can't Right, okay, that's on, right, that's all coming through, right, okay, right.
How long do you think it'll take?
It's about a minute a page, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so, yeah, apparently. When you're writing dialogue, it's a minute a page.
I've got to get the kids at 5.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's 4:15, so...
Yeah, that's fine.
How many pages is it?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I've not numbered them.
Oh, you can just do it in Word.
Okay, fine, yeah.
Have you counted them?
The pages?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Have you spell checked it?
No.
Okay.
Do you want a drink?
What have you got?
I've got all sorts.
Orangina.
Okay.
What?
What do you actually want?
I actually want Orangina.
Well, I mean, I obviously haven't got Orangina.
Why is that obvious?
It's not a drink people have in, is it?
It is.
It's not.
We have it in.
No, you don't.
We do.
You have Orangina?
Yeah.
Hmm. You're doing all right.
What do you mean?
Well, you've got Orangina on tap.
I've not got it on tap.
Okay.
I've got a bottle in the fridge.
Okay, well, look, I don't have any Orangina.
Right, so when you said all sorts...
Herbal tea, actual coffee or tap water.
Have you got milk?
No.
Right.
I've got oat milk.
I'm all right, I think.
You sure? Okay.
I'll have Orangina when I get in.
Lovely, right.
Something to look forward to. How long do you reckon, though?
It's a minute a page, okay? That's what it is.
And how many pages is it?
I don't know how many pages it is.
Roughly?
I don't know how many pages it is.
Lovely stuff.
Thank you. So, look, I think the key with a lot of it is just keep the pace up, yeah?
Happy to.
Bap, 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 bap.
Bap, 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 bap.
Well, you know, so let's just get through it at a steady pace, and then you can get the shape of it, and then we can have a crack at it, okay?
Okay.
Have you got any questions?
Nope.
Great.
What's
so,
it for again?
Resonance.
Resonance.
Yeah.
Which is...
It's the radio thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's it, you did say.
I did say, yeah.
You did.
Right, so you're playing George.
Right.
George is a woman.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Famous Five.
That's it.
As opposed to Marvelous Medicine.
Right.
And we're on the phone.
We are, yeah. Yeah, we are on the phone.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Maybe I should actually phone you.
Why would you do that?
So it sounds more like a phone call.
No. This is actually... This is better than that.
Okay.
No, this is how you... this is how you do it. You record through the mic for better quality, and then you filter it all down after the edit, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, hang on. Let me show you how it sounds, then, if you don't believe me. Hang on. You see?
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, that sounds fake to me.
Okay, well, that's how I'm doing it, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And who's George again?
This was all in the email.
Was it?
Yes, it was. Okay, look, you know what? I before we start, I should nip to the loo.
Should have gone before you came.
Yeah, well, I live here.
Fair point.
Should have gone before you came.
Yeah, well, either way, you should have gone.
Yes, and I am going.
Good, excellent.
Right, yeah. But look, my point is, maybe whilst I'm dealing with this, you can have a look at that email, yeah?
Dealing with this?
Yes, dealing with this. And maybe put some music on, actually.
Why?
So you can't hear me taking a massive shit.
Okay.
Asked a girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I wanna be famous, a star on the screen. But you can do something in between. Baby, you can drive my car. Understood. Working for peanuts is all very fine, but I can't show you a better time. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car, and maybe I'll love you. Beep, 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 yeah. Pick yourself a road.
to get to know the countryside.
Soon enough you're merrily, merrily practicing dreams.
Dreams that will explode, waking up the countryside, making you feel merrily, merrily. What can go wrong?
Everybody merrily, merrily, sing of your song.
I'm sorry about that.
Better?
Not entirely, actually.
Oh, that's a shame.
A bit worse, I think, if anything.
Worse?
Worse.
How is it worse?
You don't want to ask.
Okay.
So I've been getting emails from you, right?
On the toilet?
In the show, I've been getting the emails.
Right.
Yeah, so I've been getting the emails from you.
Me being George?
Yes.
What about?
This is all in the email.
It's possible that I didn't actually manage to read the entire email whilst you were gone.
I mean, I was gone for 15 minutes.
I know.
What were you doing?
Have you heard of the internet?
Right, okay.
It's actually quite distracting.
Yeah, right. Is it possible that you managed to read any of the email?
It's possible.
Okay. But did you?
No.
Right, so you are sceptical about the show.
Finally, a part I can play.
The point is, you are fundamentally unconvinced.
I think it's total shit.
No.
No?
No.
Right.
You don't think it's shit, you've got a theory that the shows haven't been live.
Have they?
Been live?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously not.
Right.
But I've been insisting that they have.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, look, I mean, the thing is, right, so all this is explained in the email, but you haven't read the email, but it is also, it sort of is explained over the course of the thing.
Okay.
So if we just walk through it, then you'll pick it up, I think.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, phone rings. Daniel apologises to the listeners and answers. Hello?
Hang on.
What?
How did I get your phone number?
You being George?
Yeah.
I emailed it to you.
And I phoned in?
Yeah.
I see.
What?
Well, you've written yourself a girlfriend.
No.
Yes.
I haven't.
You have? It's like that film you like.
What, you mean Ruby Sparks?
Weird Science.
Okay, well, I don't like Weird Science.
You do?
I don't.
You got it on DVD.
Now, that was for the show.
Which show?
This show, the radio show on Resonance.
What do you mean?
I did one where I just had it on in the background.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Texture.
Right, so I phone in and then what? We get on surprisingly well, do we?
No.
No?
No, she's quite hard work, actually.
Right.
Yes, so you're perfect for the role.
F off.
Sorry?
What?
What's F off?
Yeah, as in...
No, I know what it means.
Well then.
But why are you saying F off?
Because you were being a dickhead.
No.
Well, you were.
No. I mean, why are you saying F?
Oh.
Yeah?
Instead of...
Yes.
Well, I'm swearing less.
Okay.
The kids pick it up.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing F, B word, sugar plums, Wally and clunt.
Clunt?
Yeah.
Well...
I put an L in it.
I know you have.
Well then.
But I'm not sure people hear the L.
Well, it's there.
Right, okay.
I'm swearing less, that's the point.
Well, you're not though, are you?
But I am.
No, you're just swearing differently.
You say potato.
Okay, and what do you say?
I say F off.
Lovely, lovely stuff. Look, George isn't my girlfriend. I haven't written myself a girlfriend. George does not even like me, okay?
Why doesn't she?
She thinks I'm a hypocrite is the word she uses.
It's not the word I'd use.
Right, okay.
The word I'd use has an L in it.
Right, fine.
Why does she think you're a hypocrite?
Because... I've been going on and on about how the shows have to be live. You know, people need to hear it in the moment that I'm doing it.
Otherwise,
it's, you know, like the whole thing is it's meant to be a shared experience,
yeah.
Meant to be common ground.
And she thinks that's bulldust.
Yeah.
She thinks that's bulldust.
She thinks that the shows are pre-recorded, yeah.
Why?
Well, because she's noticed things.
Right.
Okay?
She's astute.
Sure, yeah.
I'm perfect for the role.
Fine.
Typecasting, if anything.
Look, the point is that she has, over the course of the shows, has noticed things.
What things?
Just sort of little clues that the shows aren't actually live.
Right.
Yeah.
Like what?
I mean, all sorts of stuff. Things I've said or, like, sort of incongruous sounds in the background.
Like what?
The first one was two shows in, three shows in. Anyway, I was meant to be doing a show from the garden.
What garden?
My garden.
You haven't got a garden.
No, I know that.
So you pretended you had a garden?
I did.
Why?
It's just all part of the arc.
The what, sorry?
The arc.
Right.
It's a narrative term.
Right.
That storytellers use.
F me.
The idea was that I started off in the house.
Right.
Various rooms in the house.
Which rooms?
I wasn't actually in those rooms.
Right.
I was in here, wasn't I?
I was going to say, this is a lot of stuff to be moving around and setting up.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So you just pretended you were in various rooms.
Yeah.
Right.
And I would change the sound slightly for each room, make it sound different.
How do you do that?
You just do it in the thing.
Ah, right.
Yeah, yeah. It's dead easy.
Right.
They can't, like, you're in a small room or on the phone or in a concert hall. what's it called? You know, reverb, isn't it, essentially?
Right, so that's what you did in the garden.
Well, no, actually, I built a bed for the garden.
You built a bed for the garden?
I did, yeah.
Like a hammock?
Yeah, not bad, actually, that.
Thank you.
It's actually called a wild track.
Right.
Yeah, I made a wild track.
Wild track, man.
It involved going to the park at 2 a.m. and recording silence for 90 minutes.
Right.
And then I layered it up with some, you know, stock stuff.
How long does that take?
What, the layering it up?
Yeah.
Well, that very much depends on who's doing it.
Well, what if you're doing it?
Oh, if I'm doing it, it takes absolutely ages.
Right. How long?
About a week, go on.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can definitely do it quicker with loops, but I didn't want to do loops.
Right.
I built up to the garden, you see. So I started off making quite short beds.
Short beds?
Yeah.
Like in Snow White?
Okay.
No, sorry, go on, short beds.
I mean, are you actually interested in this?
I am, honestly, short beds. Short beds. Go on.
So, to begin with, in the very early shows, I was opening windows.
But were you?
No.
Right.
Yeah. I think it was hot or I was tired or something. I'd play this sound. Hang on. Right. Or this one sometimes. And then I'd just bring in, like, a 5-minute bed of classic outdoor nighttime noises.
Like what?
I've got them all. I've got them all on here. We've got... some distant voices, foxes, dog bark, boiler hum. This one's good, actually.
A helicopter.
Yeah, I mean, I use that. Well, I think if anything, I overused that one, actually.
So, you built this bed for the garden.
Right, yeah. And I put in bird song.
Okay.
But it was meant to be 1:15 in the morning.
Okay.
And I put in... you know, chirpy, middle of the day, birds having a snack, that sort of bird song.
Why?
As a clue. And the next day in the show, I announced that I've had an email from someone saying they've heard bird song.
Right.
And saying that birds don't come out at night. And so saying that the whole thing must have been pre-recorded.
Ah, George.
We don't know that it's George at that stage. At that stage, this is just an email.
Right.
An email that I dismissed like a dickhead.
Perfect for the role.
Okay.
What did you say?
I said, oh, there's birds singing all night in London due to light pollution. And, crucially, I pointed out that if the shows were pre-recorded, they would be significantly less shit.
Oh.
Right.
Were they shit?
They were patchy.
Right.
But, deliberately patchy.
Oh, really?
Well, why are you saying it like that?
Like what?
Like you don't believe me.
Well, it's a bit convenient.
What is?
I was being deliberately shit the whole time. It was part of my clever plan.
Okay, well, firstly, I don't like that voice. Secondly, I didn't say it was a clever plan, right? You did. And thirdly, I didn't say I was being shit. I said they were patchy. And basically, every show I've ever done on Resonance, when I've been doing them live, has been quite patchy, right? Mm-hmm. For like 15 years, 15 years, 20 years, that they've all been, you know, a bit rickety.
Right.
Okay?
The long con.
But no.
You're like Robert Redford in The Sting.
Well, I've never seen it.
It's good.
That's what I hear.
So you're saying you've been deliberately patchy on the radio for 15 years in order to set up this one show?
No.
Oh.
But if I suddenly stopped being patchy, if the shows were suddenly technically smooth, nicely put together, things with all the levels right and the songs, you know, start when they shouldn't, all the rest of it, people would obviously know that it wasn't live.
Right.
You see?
But then why put the clues in?
Right. Because the idea is that they notice the clues, right? They notice the clues, but they don't realise they've noticed the clues. So they notice the clues, they dismiss the clues. Then they hear someone emailing in, asking about the clues. They think, hang on a minute, I dismiss the email. They think, I wonder, right? Then they start to notice more clues themselves. They think something's not quite right. The emails continue, right? I'm disproportionately annoyed by these emails. And they're thinking, hang on, what's he got to hide? Why is he getting so cross about this, right? Then they start thinking, maybe Daniel's lying to us, right? Maybe nothing is what he seems. Maybe none of this is live, actually. And then, on the last show, George phones in, right? She confronts me with all this evidence, right? She's got all these audio clips from earlier shows. She plays them back. People are thinking, she's got him. She's bloody got him. And then I point out that if the show's not live, she wouldn't be on it.
Right, but because she's phoned in during the show.
Exactly.
Right. So you invented a character to accuse you of lying, so you could disprove you were lying when you were actually lying.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Thank you, it's a classic double bluff.
Hiding in plain sight.
I don't like that phrase.
Why is she called George?
She's called George so that when people first hear the name, they'll think she's a man.
Ah.
Right? I'm making a point.
About the patriarchy.
No, about the name George. And that's the second arc.
What is?
What? You got doubt and you got redemption.
Right.
Yeah?
How many arcs are there?
Just the two.
And what's the first one? So,
well, the first one is that I get further and further away from home.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
Yeah. It's a metaphor, that one, actually.
Is it?
It is, yeah.
What for?
Possibility.
Right.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I drove to the garage on one of them.
Right.
Got a twister.
And you were talking whilst you were driving?
I was, yeah.
Is that legal?
What, talking whilst driving?
Broadcasting whilst driving.
Well, I don't know, but it doesn't matter, does it?
Why not?
Because I didn't actually do it.
Right, of course, yeah.
Yeah, yeah?
Right, so you started off at home.
That's right.
And got further away each night.
Yeah. Well, well, no, actually. Not every night, no.
Why not?
Well, that was the plan.
But
my reach exceeded my grasp.
Did it?
It did, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What does it actually mean, or what do I mean in this context?
What does it actually mean?
Don't know.
Right.
Yeah. What I mean in this context, though,
okay.
Yeah, is that the further I was meant to be from home, the more fiddly the sound stuff got to do sort out. And there were some days I couldn't get it all finished in time for the deadline.
And the deadline's midnight?
No.
No?
No. The deadline is 6 p.m.
Oh, right.
But yeah, they all leave the office at 6:30, so I send it over at 6 and then they load it in.
And then they press play at midnight?
No, well, I don't think anyone actually presses play. They just load it in, I think, and it goes out automatically.
Do they check it first?
I actually don't think they can be. If it's like if I'm sending it at 6.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, they did check it to begin with, I know that. And actually, first couple of shows, they had someone staying up and listening to them, you know, keeping an eye on it, making sure it was all going out okay.
That's great.
Yeah.
Not anymore?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you've earned their trust?
Well.
What?
I mean, I've lost their interest, I think, is what it is.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And actually, I think it's on a bit late, really, for them.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And for me.
Right. Well, and also...
What?
I don't think it's really their thing.
Right.
Yeah. I think they found it quite stressful listening to it, you know. They kept thinking it had cut out.
Why?
Right. So you haven't heard any of these, right?
It is on very late.
Right, okay.
And I am a young mum.
Fine. I leave little gaps in the edit.
Do you?
I do.
Why?
Makes it seem real, I think. Yeah?
Patchy.
Exactly. I just think that if I'm meant to be screaming it from my house, you know, or my garden, or some woods, or from Brick Lane, you know, then it sort of would cut out.
Right.
It's unavoidable. I've heard it be... I've heard it drop out on 5 Live, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And so what I do, actually, is I just turn everything off for a couple of minutes and then turn it all back on, sounding quite flustered.
That's a bit sneaky.
Yeah, it is a bit sneaky, actually.
And you're proud of it, apparently.
I said once, get this, this is good. I said once that I'd confused, accidentally, the headphone level and the output fader.
But you hadn't?
No.
Right.
Of course I hadn't.
Okay.
You can't control the headphone level within the software.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you not feel bad about lying to them all the time?
Wow.
What?
I mean, I wouldn't call it lying.
What would you call it?
A trick.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you're tricking them?
That's the idea.
And you don't feel bad about that?
Okay. Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Does Darren Brown feel bad?
I don't know that you can compare...
Did Paul Daniels feel bad?
I don't know.
Does M. Night Shyamalan... Does he feel bad?
Probably, actually.
Right.
A bit.
Yeah. Anyway, actually, I told them I was tricking them, so...
Did you?
I did.
When?
About a week in, actually, I announced it.
How?
I said the words. I said, I'm going to trick you all. I am tricking you.
Those exact words?
Word for word.
Just like that?
Yeah. Basically...
What was the context?
Oh, there was context.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
What context, though?
The context is strongly implying that I wasn't actually going to trick them.
Right.
But I did say it. I did say it. I did say those words.
Sure.
Right. Look, I'm not just tricking them for the sake of tricking them. I am taking them on a journey.
Right.
A journey into possibility.
What? By pretending to go further and further from your house?
That's it.
Every day?
Well... Not every day.
No?
No, because there were some days, as I think I've said, where my reach exceeded my grasp.
Right.
Yeah.
And what did you do then?
I just played some music and had a chat from the house.
Oh, what? Live?
No.
Right.
Okay.
Isn't that confusing, though? you're doing this journey.
I am, yeah.
But some days you're not.
That's right.
So how do you explain that?
What, to you?
To them.
Oh, I tell them that I've just been to the dentist for a root canal and now I'm feeling a bit groggy.
Wow.
Happy now?
Right, and how many times have you told them that?
A few.
Okay.
More than is realistic, I think, actually, if I'm honest.
Right.
Anyway, it worked quite well. It did work well. I got some nice emails out of it.
I bet you did.
I did.
Well, pity is very powerful.
You what?
Pity is very powerful.
What's that?
A fact.
No, I mean, where'd you get it from?
Personal experience. How long is this going to take?
Well, look, the sooner we start.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so phone rings, Daniel answers.
Hang on.
What?
What time is it?
Why?
I'm meant to be picking the kids up, aren't I?
Oh, shit.
It's fine, I'll call Elle, he can get them.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll just call him. Can I go out the front?
Yeah, I mean, of course you can.
Okay, I'll be 10 minutes.
What, 10 minutes to call Elle?
If you can take 15 minutes having a massive shit, I think I can take 10 minutes rearranging childcare plans with my life partner in order to facilitate your effing radio show.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
It is, yeah.
Okay, you take as long as you need.
This is a song that me and Tom wrote about writing songs together. It's called Rest Assured. Rest Assured.
One of the reasons I came all this way, two opposite seasons, had he said, you're gonna hang around a while. Notice my old postcard in a pile. Pepper, salt, sugar, and tarragon for hanging by the pool. Mortar bricks and aluminum, step one, figure two. I know it's probably not my place. Watch the water drain different ways. If I could, you know I'd try. Rest assured, I'd have a mind to. Rest assured, I'd have a mind to. If I could,
guitar's a little bit of earth.
Pop it, lock it, come on, let's map it out. It's not what you do to me, it's what you do it at. It's not what you do to me, it's what you do it at. Pop it, lock it, come on, let's map it out. If I could, you know I'd try it. Rest assured, I have a mind to ask the other half if I might rest assured.
Okay, man.
the old tree in the park standing tall, and like a tower of resilience, the flat leaves to fall, stripping them back to the front frame, all naked and on display, like a sea dressed by the season, it will soon be spring again. And you and I, we're not designed to be evergreens, I guess that it's time to long for April to come. And am I willing to wait here again? Although I'm hungry and I'm tired, and all the bridges are made on the way, are quickly turning into fires, and as the embers are growing, and the phoenix emerge, I guess another setback is just another. Just an acoustic kind of voice. And if the new should start growing at the start of the year, the tree is ready to deliver despite initial fears. And you and I, we're not designed to be evergreens, I guess that it's time to long for April to come. And am I willing to wait? Another setback is just another lesson.
If you gotta run, run from home. If you gotta run. emotion made me feel stupid. Those words of wisdom I had prepared all seemed to vanish into thin air. Into the waves I stared. To illustrate my homelessness, but a crab crawled out of it, making it useless. And all my metaphors fell flat down on the rocks where we sat. She asked, "Where you at?" Still never told you about unstoppable sorrow. You still think I'm someone to look up to. I still don't know anything about you. Is it in you too? You got so much to live for, little sister. You got so much.
Sure, great, yes.
Go on then. Start recording.
Oh, I am recording.
Are you?
Yeah.
When did you start?
Just after you got here.
Why?
That's how you do it, isn't it?
Yeah, if you're a creep.
No, you record the rehearsal.
Why?
Well, for levels and options.
Options.
Okay, here's an example. Did you hear the one I did with Tim?
No.
Went out a couple of nights ago.
Right.
You didn't hear it?
It is on at midnight.
Sure, yeah.
And he's not been sleeping.
Who, Tim?
No.
Oh,
yeah.
The boy.
Yeah, he's waking up at 5:10.
Right, well, I mean, aren't we all?
You aren't.
Oh, aren't I?
Are you?
I am.
How come?
Well, at my age, it's either you wake up at 5:10 or you piss in the bed.
Right.
So I wake up at 5:10.
Lovely.
Anyway, look, the one that I did with Tim, I actually used like a lot of the stuff of us just chatting.
Right.
I used more of that than I used of the actual take.
How come?
Well, you know what he's like.
Yeah. Lovely.
Lovely?
Tim, he's lovely.
Well, he called me a pedo.
Did he?
He did. Yeah, basically.
What do you mean, basically?
He described my outfit.
Right.
He said I was wearing pedo shorts.
Did he?
He did.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, is it?
I think I know the shorts.
You what?
Those little blue ones, right?
No.
Or the pink ones.
I wasn't wearing shorts.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Hey, I think they're nice shorts.
Sure, yeah.
I do.
Okay, the idea with Tim originally was actually that he'd be quite excited, you know, that I'd actually, you know, driven, you know, all that way and just turned up outside his house.
What, at midnight?
Yeah.
In your van?
Yes, and that we would, you know, reminisce about Edinburgh last year. We'd talk about, you know, adventures and possibility. And he'd say about the van, oh, this is brilliant, this. Oh, you could go anywhere in this, right?
Right.
But he was actually quite rude.
About what?
About everything.
Right.
The van, you know, me, the show, Resonance.
My What's short, that?
What's what?
Resonance.
Resonance is the station.
Oh, right.
Resonance FM.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you'd sold your van.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, just before lockdown.
Well, that's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, he could remember it, apparently.
Right.
He called it feces.
Feces?
Feces, yeah. He said I was using people, turning up and making them do the show.
Right.
Imposing on their time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, actually, I ended up using all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
It rang true, I guess.
My point is, that's why you record everything.
So we can go off script, can we?
No.
No.
No, you can't really.
Oh.
Yeah, there wasn't really a script with Tim, you see.
Right.
Yeah, just sort of more of a general direction.
Okay.
He needed to, you know, hit a couple of specific beats.
Right.
Ask me about Gav and mention the parking ticket.
Right. That was it?
Yeah.
Right, and how long did that take?
I don't know, half an hour, maybe? A bit more. But then I sort of split it up and popped some songs between it, filled the whole show.
It's all right for some.
Huh?
Short straw springs to mind.
What do you mean?
This!
What about it?
There must be, what, 50 pages in this?
Okay.
He just had a chat for half an hour.
Right.
Played himself.
Which is the hardest type of acting there is.
Is it?
According to him.
Right.
Yeah.
What about Gav?
What about Gav?
Amy said he did one with Gav.
I did.
And did Gav have a script?
Gav?
Yeah.
Gav is a singer-songwriter.
Right.
Gav can't act.
No.
He'd say as much himself.
He would, yeah.
He does say as much himself.
He does, yeah.
He's always saying it.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Right.
I miss Gav.
Yeah, I miss Gav.
Love Gav.
Yeah, I mean, I love Gav. I
haven't seen him for ages.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen him for ages either, but take this from one who knows, yeah? Don't write a radio show in order to see him.
Why not?
Because, and this is between us, okay?
Absolutely.
Gav was a liability.
How come?
Well, he kept forgetting he was meant to be in Devon.
Was he in Devon?
He was meant to be in Devon.
Was he?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, the idea was that I just turned up, but he was on holiday. You know, he's on holiday with Amy and the kids, and I just turn up.
But you didn't?
No.
Right.
I'm not insane.
I was going to say.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah.
You're on a family holiday, and your dad's weird mate turns up in the camper van you were conceived in.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I'm very sorry for interrupting your magical memory time, but I just need a quick through line for my radio show. Also, actually, have you seen the forecast? Have you seen the forecast for Tuesday night?
No, what?
Windy is an understatement.
Right.
Storm Francis it is, apparently.
Right.
Yeah. That would have been a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we recorded it here, but right. I just put some, you know, some storm noise in the background.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, no, I've recorded them all here. I've had them all in that chair.
Who?
Tim. Gav. You, obviously.
Yeah.
And then all the phone calls.
Right.
You know, John, the other John, Rose, Nish, all of them. Straight down that microphone.
Right.
I've wiped it.
Have you?
Yes, I've wiped it with the stuff.
Which stuff?
Ketchup. No, the alcohol stuff. It's fine.
Right.
Right, so shall we crack on?
We better had, yeah, looking at how much we've got to...
Yeah, okay. It's a compliment, really, though.
What is?
The size of the script.
How is it?
Well, I've written this for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is the finale. This is the end point.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're tying everything together.
Okay, come on then, let's get started.
Seriously, I wouldn't trust either of them with this.
Sure.
I wouldn't. Gav, he had one specific phrase that he needed to nail, and it was like pulling teeth, that phrase.
What was it?
You could just go.
Right.
That was it.
Jesus.
Yeah, right?
How were the songs?
Oh, the songs were great.
Great.
He wasn't happy.
Why not?
I mean, I made him do them quite a lot louder than he was comfortable with.
Why?
Well, because it's meant to be a storm, isn't it, outside?
Oh, yeah, right.
Middle of a storm.
Okay.
Yeah. Tim couldn't do this either, by the way, what you're doing.
You think?
God, no.
Okay.
No, he's way too well known.
Sorry?
I say he's way too well known.
Right. What, and I'm not?
Well, no, I didn't mean that. No,
I was in over 20 episodes of Peep Show.
Absolutely.
I was.
Yeah, you were.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a while ago now, though.
How many episodes of Peep Show was Tim in?
I don't know.
Three.
Ah.
Yeah.
Like when Brad Pitt did Friends.
You are.
What?
Are you high?
No, I didn't
Peep
mean...
Show, White, Shameless, more recently, Damned.
Okay, right.
Need I say more?
I mean, is there more?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Never mind the Buzzcocks.
Right.
QI.
I didn't know you did QI.
Would I lie to you?
I'm not saying you're lying.
I'm very recognisable.
Yes, absolutely. But I'm actually talking about his voice.
What about his voice?
But it wouldn't work, would it?
Why not?
But people know his voice.
What, and they don't know mine?
He does a lot of voiceovers.
I do a lot of voiceovers.
Okay, mate.
Hello, welcome to Nat West.
Lovely.
It is lovely.
Yeah, it is lovely. My point is that I couldn't do this without you.
Fine.
This is the whole show.
This conversation.
Yeah, it's explaining everything that's happened over the last, you know, 4 weeks. That's the idea.
I thought you played music.
Oh, there's still music in this one.
Is there?
Yeah, I've worked it in.
How?
Page 18, have a look.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you see that? And 32, I think.
I see.
Yeah.
Quality won't be great.
Can't be helped, though, conceptually.
Do you pick the songs yourself?
No.
Oh.
Very much not, actually.
What, on community radio?
Yeah, they're very strict about it.
Wow.
Quite strictly playlisted, actually. I mean, I wouldn't listen to half the stuff I play on here through choice.
Like what?
Like Sondheim, David Byrne, LCD Sound System, Petula Clark. I mean, there's loads of stuff on it that I hell you
buy. What's this?
What?
Page 43, George plays clip one.
Oh, well, that's when she starts to confront me with the evidence.
What evidence?
You know, all the recordings that she's got of all the clues.
Right, like the bird songs.
Yeah. There's bird song. There's me talking about how I had a big lunch at midnight. There's a bit of me and Tim talking about a parking ticket that I can't have logistically got if I was where I claimed to be at the time I meant to be there. All sorts of stuff.
Right.
Yeah, and she just plays those clips.
Actual clips?
Yeah.
How's she got the clips?
Well, exactly, you see. How has she got the clips?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either, because they aren't available for download, and they aren't available as a podcast, these shows, and they aren't available to listen again. Are they?
Are they not?
No, they're not.
Why not?
Well, that's hard to... Yeah, that's hard to say.
Right.
Yeah.
Because of your stutter.
What? No. No.
No.
No. Because it's complicated.
Well, in the script, I say it's pettiness.
You do, yeah.
I say you're making people jump through hoops to serve your own ego.
Well, you're wrong about that.
Am I, though?
Yes.
Am I, though?
Yes, you are, though.
I say you're an elitist.
I know you do, I know.
And that your willfully obscure posturing deliberately excludes anyone who doesn't have a life sufficiently empty to be awake at midnight four nights a week.
Yes.
I make a valid point there.
Well, yeah, okay. You do realise that I've written the things you're saying?
I do.
I do, yeah.
I do, yeah.
Right, and I've written them to be wrong.
I think it's good, though.
What?
Not having listened again or anything.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I think it's meaningful.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
Because, it's like you said earlier, it makes the show, this shared thing, happen in the moment for whoever's listening at the time.
Right.
People these days, they expect to get whatever they want, whenever they want it.
You what?
What?
These days?
What?
I don't think you can say these days. These days is a generalisation.
Well, some generalisations are true.
Okay, mate, okay.
If you're left-handed, you don't like kiwi fruit.
What's that?
That's a well-known generalisation.
Is it?
It is, and it's true.
Well, I don't think it's either of those things.
Right, everyone's stuck inside themselves, aren't they?
Right.
Aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Exactly,
yes.
And right. Shared moments are rare.
They are, yes.
Especially shared moments between strangers.
Have you heard of the internet?
That's not what I mean. What do I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Right, okay, this is it. Listen again has led to the fragmentation of society.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's a big call.
It's true.
Right, I'm not sure it is, though.
Before Listen Again, yeah, people heard things on the radio at the same time.
What things?
All sorts of things. Right, they heard this thing at the same time as millions of people they didn't know.
I mean, I'm not sure about millions.
And that's quite meaningful, actually.
Well, I'm not sure it is.
It told people they were part of a collective, not an individual.
I mean, a bit of both, probably,
right.
Is best.
And what you're doing with this is you're insisting that people listen when it happens or they don't get to hear it. You're taking a stand.
Not really.
No?
No, people do still get to hear it.
How?
Well, they use they use stuff on the internet that they record them and then they share them around on forums.
Do they?
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know. They did used to, but I've stopped checking.
Why?
Well, I don't care, really.
I care.
I quite like it. I think it's like when you were little and you'd tape a song off the radio, you know?
Hang on. It is cheating.
Well, I mean, it's not cheating, is it? They just get to access content at a time that works for them.
Oh, F off, clunt.
What?
Content.
Stuff, then. People get to experience films, music, art, when it's convenient.
That's the point.
What's the point?
Art should be inconvenient.
You think this is art?
I'm making a broader point.
Well, yeah, and your broader point seems to be that art should be inaccessible.
I didn't say that. I said it should be inconvenient.
Yeah.
Art should be an obstacle.
Okay, an obstacle to what?
I don't know, just getting stuff done.
okay, fine. But shall we maybe get some stuff done?
Because No. Hang on. Art is the rock in the river of life.
Is it?
It should be.
Okay, look, the reason I don't have Listen Again is so that I can be annoyed by George having all the recordings.
That's it,
yeah.
Right.
The thing is, I need to get annoyed with her so that she can then call me a hypocrite.
For what?
For insisting that people listen live to this thing that I'm actually secretly pre-recording.
Right.
Yeah?
Because she doesn't get it.
What do you mean?
The satire.
Sorry?
So I actually think it's very clever what you're doing here.
Do you?
Live radio engenders a sense of privileged intimacy in the listener.
Does it?
Just a bit, Keith.
Who's Keith?
What? It's just a saying.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Live radio is inherently duplicitous.
No, it's not.
It is! Especially at the moment.
What do you mean?
All this stuff about people broadcasting in their house or their flat and their kids in the background or a dog going mental or the internet dropping out.
I like that stuff.
Oh, everyone likes that stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff. What's the problem with that stuff?
The problem is that it's a lie, mate.
Oh, okay.
It's implying that we're all in this together. We're all in the same boat. We're all struggling with childcare issues and homeschooling and working from home. We're all in this together.
Well, we are all in this together.
No, we aren't.
Agree to differ.
You can differ all you want.
Agreed.
You know what I hate?
Yeah, cumin.
Apart from cumin?
No.
When they read out emails.
Who do?
They do. People on the radio. They read out these emails written to them, telling them how good they are or how much the show means or parroting back some bullshit in-joke.
I get some lovely emails.
It's pathetic.
I don't think it's pathetic at all.
Oh, it is, though.
I think it's people reaching out in these strange times.
Oh, my effing Christ.
What do you mean?
Strange times.
Oh, the time's not strange.
Fair play, actually. They are a bit strange.
Take it from one who knows. If people don't email in, it can feel quite lonely, actually, especially in the middle of the night.
Well, needing that sort of validation from strangers is weak, actually.
Is it?
Yuck.
Well, no, look, it's not validation, is it? It's mutual, it's engagement.
Oh, yuck.
I mentioned being tired or something. I get emails saying that I sound a bit sleepy, or that they're also sleepy, or that I'm doing really well, or suggesting ways of getting better sleep.
That is disgusting.
It's nice.
Not for me.
No, actually, I think it is for you, right? Because it's just an audience engaging with the show, right? Like a gig.
Nah.
Yeah?
Nah, not the same. Gigs are different, not the same.
Oh, okay. When did you last do a gig?
That's a fair point.
Thank you.
I'm a novelist primarily these days.
Yeah, sure.
And a fun young mum.
Right.
Okay. I've got a lot of plates to keep spinning.
Yeah, well, that's two.
Yeah, but those are two big plates.
Absolutely.
Serving plates, really.
Platters.
When you do a gig, the audience respond, right?
Just a bit, mate.
They laugh.
Yeah, they laugh.
What?
And the rest.
Right.
You clap.
Yeah.
Cheer. Stamp their feet.
Yeah, yeah.
Think very deeply about life.
Okay. But the point is, they respond. They don't reply.
How do you mean?
They don't stand up after you've done a joke and tell you what that reminds them of, or a joke they once heard before, or tell you how this is the first time they've laughed in 7 months. They just sit there, they respond, and they leave.
Okay.
They don't engage in the sort of pathetic, codependent circle jerk that you are actually very cleverly satirising with this whole thing.
You what?
What?
Well, no, I'm not satirising anything.
You are, mate.
I'm not, mate.
Are you not?
No.
No?
No.
Right. So what are you doing?
What, with the radio stuff?
Yeah.
Just filling the month, really, I suppose.
What month?
August.
Why do you need to fill August?
Well, I mean, I miss Edinburgh, I suppose, is the main thing.
I thought you went to Edinburgh.
No, that was in the show.
Right.
Yeah?
You made a bed.
Good bed. Hang on, I've got
it here. Don't need to hear it.
No, it's a good one, this one.
Here Trams.
It is. Right? And some seagulls. Yeah, and then I played the phone calls in on top of the whole thing.
Actual phone calls?
No. We recorded them here, and then I played them in through a filter on top of that bed, and then I did my bit live and recorded the whole thing and sent it in.
That sounds fiddly.
Yeah, it's fiddly.
Maybe you should have just done it all live.
You what?
Well, it's a lot of work. I mean, maybe you should have just done it all live.
You what?
Would have been easier.
Look, it couldn't have been done live, could it?
Why not?
Doing this live would have been impossible.
Why?
Look, you've not heard any of the shows.
No.
So some of them, fair play, I could have done live, right? But in order to do all of them live, right, I'd have had to throw some pots, right, whilst broadcasting. Throw some pots on my potter's wheel whilst broadcasting. Clay all over my fingers, touching my laptop, right? I would have to do a show from a wood, on my own, in a wood, in the middle of the night. I would have had to have left £2,000 worth of equipment on Brick Lane in a campervan I no longer own, and then drive from Luton to Devon through a storm on Tuesday, before then driving from Devon to Edinburgh on Wednesday.
Right.
Do you know how far that is?
Far.
Yeah, it's very far.
8 hours?
Well, 8 hours in a car maybe, but in a campervan, and in those winds, I'd say we'd be talking, I think you're talking, you know, upwards of 10, 11 hours. I think you're talking something like 11 hours and 24 minutes.
Absolutely stupid. An absolutely unjustifiable level of effort.
Absolutely. Anyway, I mean, I quite like piecing them together.
Right.
It is a bit like doing Edinburgh.
How is it?
Well, it's time consuming, it's quite stressful at points, and it is fundamentally pointless.
I'm not sure it's pointless.
Well, I mean, it's for a handful of people at most, and at least half of them won't like it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they will have had to have heard every minute of every episode for this one to really hit home.
Yeah.
And that's unlikely without listening again.
Very unlikely.
Right.
Still, you know, something to do, isn't it?
Something to do?
Yeah, to fill the time.
Wow.
What?
Someone's not got kids.
Loads of people don't have kids.
Yeah, but I meant you.
I know you did.
You don't have kids.
I know I don't.
Something to do.
It's important to have something to do.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know, I get to make something and I get to see my friends.
It sounds quite nice, actually.
It is quite nice. Yeah, it's not been bad.
And if you pre-record it, you don't have to stay up till 1:30 every night.
Oh, no, I still stay up.
You what?
Well, I still stay up.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I listen to the show going out, don't I?
Do you?
Yeah, I do. It's nice. I sit in my house, I listen to it go out, and I reply to any emails that come in during the show.
Right.
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 Right, okay, so shall we get started?
Actually, let me just nip to the loo and then we can start.
Okay, cool. I'm going to start a new recording, I think. There's not much usable in this one, actually.
Charming.
Well, and it'll be easier in the edit, won't it, to have two separate files?
Right.
Yeah.
As long as you don't get them mixed up.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that would be...
kitchen window, following through the Yeah. before he slipped away.
Thanks very much for listening. If you've made it through the last 4 weeks and the last 90 minutes and the last 15 minutes of Richard Dawson, thank you for listening. I hope this has provided some sort of consolation.
Resonance relies on its listeners. On you. If you like what we do, please make a donation at resonancefm.com/donate.